What's going on, comers? Thanks for the subscribe. Thanks for hitting that like. Thanks for leaving a review if you have. If you haven't, please do. That really helps us a lot. It's episode 55, and let's just jump into it.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down like
this? This is Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
Hello and welcome. It's episode 55 of the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast that talks about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach, and what we're doing right now, The Hills. It's episode 55. We're calling this one Moving In, Moving On. As always, I am your host, the bro that runs the show, coming to you from very cold St. Paul, Minnesota. My name is Marty, and with me as always,
he's a big boy.
Is the dude that doesn't have a brood, your man, Sam.
Whoa, changing up the intros there. I did not expect that.
I'm working on my flair. Oh. I just got a job at Bennigan's.
Oh, nice. Well, it's episode 55. Big one. Who would have thought we would make it this far? Nobody did.
Exactly. Nobody does.
But
they're surprised every time they get that drop.
Yes. But here we are. We've survived, and we got another episode to talk about for The Hills. So before we get into that, we might have some news to talk about when this drops. Or anytime now. Oh, messed up the drop. 1 second.
The Hills headlines.
There it is. Are there any headlines on your end that we should be talking about?
Not that I have seen, other than this kind of segue into everything else that you can check out. Spencer Pratt's, it seems like now it's going to be in every episode, is going to have his own column/write-up in Cosmopolitan Online about Siesta Key every episode. So go check that out.
Yes, do that. And also, so a couple of the cast members, and one who is making her comeback on this episode, actually. But Spencer Pratt nominated for a Shorty Award for Best Snapchat Channel or Personality. I'm not sure what they call that, but the Coming Clean Podcast endorses Spencer Pratt as Best Snapchatter. And yeah, also,
Who else? Do we know who else was in that list?
Like Amanda Cerny was on, a couple of like old miners. I don't know the rest of them.
Oh, Spencer better take that down.
Yeah. So Spencer Pratt, you know, keeping the relevance alive. And same with our girl, Lo Bosworth, nominated. And we are only endorsing this because we were not nominated. But
next year.
Yeah. Hopefully next year with enough comers to nominate us, we can make our goals. But yes, Lady Lovin' with Lo Bosworth and her crew over there nominated for Best Podcast. So Coming Clean Podcast endorses that. We will post links on the Twitter so you can vote for them. But we got to support The Hills. We got to respect the brand. Got to keep the brand alive and the relevance alive. Because if they're relevant, we're relevant.
Fact.
Okay. No, okay. Well, anything else? I don't think there's anything else from the cast.
No, I don't. I mean, I have no idea.
But yeah, just to reiterate, for those who haven't checked it out, we have some new merch out on teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. Go check that out. Get some t-shirts. And also our YouTube channel, where you can see the video version of this podcast if you prefer. But we are everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, etc.
Google Play,
iTunes, all of the above. But yeah, so let's get down to the nitty gritty. Episode 9 of season 2 of The Hills. What is this one called?
This is called New Year, New Friends.
Let's hit the highlights.
The Hills highlights.
All right, Happy. I guess this is sort of. Have we synced up pretty much with their timeline? Because Happy New Year.
Yeah, to the Hills. Perfect.
It's 2017.
Or we couldn't plan it any better.
Yes, 2007. I'm trying to look for a good drop for it. Let's do...
She'll all acquaintance.
I pressed a random one. But happy 2007. We made it. The last
Start
year of the Bush administration.
Start spreading the news.
This is...
I'm leaving today.
Officially the year that we met... We lived on the same floor in the dorm. I offered you some cold pizza, and you did not accept it?
Well, yes. We're not there yet. We're still in school. We haven't not graduated high school yet.
Oh, true.
So September, we get there. Next season.
Yes. But, oh, man. 11 years ago, this happened, which is kind of insane.
Very depressing.
But it is a new year. It's basically like one huge story that just plays out in different sections, but let's chop this up into the highlights that we promised. But let's talk about the New Year's party first, where let's start with LC finding a little boy toy.
Yeah, Joe Millionaire.
He's a big boy.
Sorry, but he's also a big boy. He was talking about how big he was height-wise.
Yeah, I thought he started talking about like going out and like getting out of the pool or something like that he needed to like help getting out. I was very concerned like what they were talking about, but yeah, do you see how tall that guy was? Either that or all those people are short, but
no, he was like towering over them.
Yeah. Like Spencer I feel like is around 6 feet, maybe, maybe a little smaller. I don't know. He's a celebrity. A lot of celebrities are very short.
Yeah, but I mean he's like decent dude height, like decent.
He was at least like 6 inches higher than the next person.
Yes, but yeah, maybe the guy was towering. Derek, I believe, was his name.
Oh,
shouts to you, Derek.
He looked too much like Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what he looked like, but
he looked familiar though. I'm pretty sure he is like semi-famous, maybe now, or was in something. Not positive though.
Disappointed you didn't do that research beforehand.
Well, that's what,
when we watch the show like 15 minutes before we start the podcast.
nobody said we were fully professional.
But we true to this. I know
I know exactly. I just found out who this guy was.
Who is it?
He is in. If anybody's seen Baby Daddy on Freeform, he's a really tall hockey player guy.
All right, there you go. I have no
Check
idea
it out.
That any
Might
of that
be my recommendation. Might be my, oh. my recommendation.
Well, my preview of my recommendation, Boss Baby. So she gets her New Year. She really wanted a New Year's kiss, no matter what.
She wanted for that five-peat.
Yeah, and so who? So she said she had four kisses in a row.
Yep.
Jason was obviously one of them. Who
yeah,
are
it was
the
last
others?
Year. Well, wasn't she with Jason prior?
Yeah, that's what I was. So it could have been 2 years Jason and then.
Yeah, but I think she made out with two people in one night on New Year's.
Is she doubling up? So like 3 years, four kisses? No, she's had four straight years.
Yeah.
So that takes her back to Jason... like junior year. That takes her back to season one of Laguna then.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we saw any New Year's episodes part of Laguna, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the summer never ends in Laguna Beach. Check out the archives. So that whole thing is happening. They are at, what is it called, Passage? Arrow?
No.
What's the
Area.
Place? Area, there you go.
Area.
It was something.
Which
was a
I
location.
I believe I've confirmed that it's been closed down, but not totally positive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just like built that for The Hills.
They seem too friendly
with the door crew.
I will confirm that I believe every restaurant they went to was closed down except for when they went to that little cafe, Heidi and Whitney at the end. That place is still open, really? But the restaurant, the Dolce, the club, Dolce and I Kunini or whatever it was, all closed. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Cafe Sushi closed.
It's got nothing on
Pasta Pomodoro.
Yes, Pasta Pomodoro. But yeah, you know, you get into the restaurant biz, you're that's like the riskiest business you can take.
Exactly. But yeah, so getting back to New Year's, leading up to it, we're
going to start talking about John Taffer.
Well,
shut it down.
Always have light behind your alcohol bottles. don't let raccoons.
Yeah. Don't let horses in your bar.
And just a whole bunch of butt funnels.
Hashtag butt funnels. Oh, I might have to change the title of this episode to butt funnels. Yeah. All right. Sorry. So we're having a good time in New Year's dancing around.
Yeah. So leading up to it, though, it seems like my issue with the whole New Year's situation was that Heidi and Elsie are not on the same page.
Yes. I also want to talk about that.
Because, so this is my issue, and it's weird because Spencer is kind of feeds into it, but Heidi is like, I want to spend time with Elsie on New Year's, mm-hmm. but I also have Spencer. Heidi knows Elsie doesn't like Spencer, and neither of them want to hang out with each other.
Correct.
But Heidi wants to spend time with her boyfriend.
Correct.
So, in a perfect world, maybe like there's no possibility that this was going to work out.
Correct.
And Elsie already succumbed to the idea. It was like, oh, she's just going to spend time with Spencer. Not a big deal. So I'm going to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. So I don't
get why Heidi's getting upset, because I think Heidi's just finally realizing she's losing a friend. Mm-hmm. However,
one way or the other, she's going to lose someone.
Exactly. And yeah, so. That's fine.
It's also weird that, it's like she's being forced to pick, well, I guess both Spencer and Elsie were kind of a little too needy of her time.
Yeah.
Like, let her live her life. Like, she could be friends with Elsie and hang out with her maybe, like, once every couple of weeks. Like, just go out or, like, get your nails did or do whatever, go shopping or whatever they do. Like once,
but Heidi can't
while.
Keep those obligations, though.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, that's why. I mean, she can still. They obviously won't be, like, best friends, but you don't have to completely abandon the friendship. But it's either your friends or your enemies. It can't be, like, in between.
No.
Which is.
I mean, I think they're just very young and don't understand. Like, Heidi, it's just the nature of the beast. Her new best friend is Spencer, hands down. Like,
right.
It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Heidi is still trying to grasp onto that old life and mm-hmm. moving on.
Yeah.
And Elsie's kind of already succumbed to that idea of, like, I've probably already lost this friend.
Right.
So I don't understand why Heidi necessarily gets mad, but I think she's just not understanding. I don't know. It was very confusing.
I might have a take on this one. I don't know if it's a fuego or not, but you tell me if it's hot.
It's all our lukewarm.
Yeah, very lukewarm take on this one. It's just the middle of the faucet, you know, right down the middle. Not the blue, not to the left, not to the right, just... Nice.
Well, my faucet is either ice cold or very hot because I broke the thing.
Oh,
broke
on, it. Man.
Sometimes it just keeps running and people forget about it.
Not gonna get your security deposit with that one, but man. Which also I have so many things are coming into mind. But let me get this take out of the way. I believe that LC is the one in the wrong for all of this.
Okay.
Let me explain. So I understand the frustration that Heidi's getting herself into because, there are two opposing forces that do not like each other, and she's caught in the middle. So
if they both liked each other, like this could have been a very simple, like it would have, this wouldn't not really be an issue.
Right. Wait, can we go, why do they not like each other?
Because Spencer was like kind of flirting around going behind Heidi's back.
Right.
Right. So go on.
That might be the slightly wet blanket on my take then. No, but at least Spencer, his behavior pattern, at least from what we see, kayfabe only, in the past few several episodes, has been pretty loyal, pretty he's been on his best behavior. He's clearly in love with Heidi, and he doesn't really owe anything to LC because every time he sees LC and the three of them are in the same room together, Heidi's miserable. So he thinks that, and when it's only him and her, Spencer and Heidi, she's happy. So he, in his mind, like he doesn't owe LC anything. He's ride or die Heidi. So all he wants to do is make Heidi happy. So he's, you know, just cut LC off. Yeah, I think his intentions are good. His execution is terrible.
He says, he's like, I never let up because like right when at the end of the evening when LC just kind of walks by Heidi, we don't know what she's been drinking. She's been drinking champagne all night. She could have a severe hangover at that very moment.
Right. Did they walk out of the bar together? Maybe they just thought LC or someone left.
Yeah. So or like Heidi was behind them. Maybe she just didn't realize. We don't know.
Yeah.
But Spencer kind of automatically feeds into him being like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
So it's like fueling his agenda of, even though it's like could be subconsciously, but like he doesn't have necessarily an agenda, but he's doing like he's proving his point and he doesn't let up, as he said. Like he constantly like drives until he wins or he like his point is made.
Yeah. So my issue with Spencer is his execution, not his intention.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say LC is the bad guy in all of this, because I don't think her intentions are based on Heidi's best interest. It's on her best interest. And I think this has been a recurring theme for LC. I think I brought up before that she starts sort of being mean when she loses control over the situation.
Yeah.
So she's like the opposite of Spencer, where she's trying to make her execution seem, or you know, she's her execution is with a smile on her face, but her intentions, I think, are selfish. In terms of she's the one who benefits the most out of it, and not too much Heidi. I think if anyone should have compromised, it should have been Elsie, who would have proposed, hey, you know, maybe just like once every couple of weeks we hang out. Maybe just meet for coffee or for some lunch for like an hour when Spencer's busy.
I mean, you're single. Like, I mean, you're working and going to school and whatnot, but you're single. Like, you have the free time.
Yeah.
I can see that. I think Elsie is a little selfish.
Yeah. So I think it's the execution that we got confused over. That's why Spencer was always the villain, because he was just super aggressive about everything and kind of obnoxious about it. And but now that I'm looking back, I'm like, okay, this is like a really complex situation. And
because Elsie didn't even make an effort. Like we're big spite guys.
Yes.
And Elsie is showing signs of kind of being spiteful, of not really talking to Heidi. She didn't, from what we've seen from the show, she didn't go up and say hi to Heidi.
Right.
She kind of was with Aldrina and like distanced herself from that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Cause Spencer's there, but like she could have been the bigger person. Just said hi. Like,
And you don't Spencer have to like talk to her the whole one who night. Seemed to try to make like at least an effort when he gave the sparklers.
That could be him just being like a jerk, but maybe at the evening, like he's like, all right, like, I'll just give the sparkler. And I mean, he always has that grin that you don't know what he was up to, but he still made it. I guess he made the effort.
Yeah. And whatever wasn't caught on the mic, I'm sure he said he might have said some stuff, because Heidi seemed miserable, even though he seemed chill and LC seemed chill.
LC can't. So the issue is LC cannot say to her friends, I love Heidi so much. Like, I want to hang out with her more and more. But then when you have that opportunity in a situation, like, you gotta force the hand.
Right.
So if you really do think Spencer is bad for, like, you can still talk to Heidi and maybe get her separated. Don't bring up Spencer. Mm-hmm. But you can still hang out, like, one-on-one.
Right.
And hopefully maybe Spencer would call some friends to hang out or, I don't know, maybe meet somebody new. Like, sometimes he's got to go on his own. Like, it's hard. You can't be attached to somebody permanently at a party.
Yes.
And I've learned this.
Oh.
You just got to do your own thing. Like, you got to find somebody to talk to or, I don't know, just drink. I don't know. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like producers to hang out with. But yeah, so yeah, my big issue is I think Spencer has Heidi in mind and Elsie has herself and Spencer in mind and is blocking out the actual person who is being affected by this situation.
Yeah, she's letting Spencer get to herself.
Right. So that's my take. Let us know if you agree or if you dissent at Coming Clean Pod. You know, open to it. I won't be happy if people disagree with me, but you know, that's what reaction GIFs are for. This is gonna be a lot of me eye rolling. Oh, since we have video now, I could probably just capture a GIF of me.
Yeah. Mm. Just keep on using it.
Yeah. The same one, because I don't have money for like.
And I know, and I know what you're doing. Yeah, I know what you're doing tonight.
Making GIFs. Okay. So speaking of people that Elsie could have talked to, Lowe's back. Hey.
Hey.
What?
Yeah, Lowe's back. I don't have the bass, but hey, a special Hills edition of the Lowdown. The Lowdown. So let's talk about Lowe. She's back. From where was she coming from? Santa Barbara? She went to Santa Barbara, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. She's just there.
Yeah, in L.A. So probably went home to Laguna for a little bit and then New Year's to hang. So what was... I know LC's issue with Jen Bunny was the whole Brody thing. What was Lowe's issue with Jen Bunny?
I don't think she has one. I think she was more... I think the issue was that, I guess, Jen Bunny... must have said something. I don't actually know the true issue, but it seems like Jen Bunny was involved that why Elsie didn't talk to Lowe for a while.
Yeah, that's what I also
Whether that was before high school or after. I don't think it must have been before.
High school or college?
Before they started filming Laguna.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's only been like a year. How long has it been since 2 years? It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why she wasn't in the beginning of this. I mean, she went to a college, but
right, yeah,
I mean, Jen could have been the issue.
Right. So I guess
it could have been. I mean, she said years or a couple years, so that's right. Like two.
And Jen went to USC, so she would have been in LA.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I knew the issue because they mentioned it, but they never really. Yeah.
We could probably find out.
And not to ditch kayfabe only, but we know that Jen is still friends with Heidi and Spencer for sure, right?
Like in the future?
Like current
or at this
base.
Moment. Yeah, probably. In the show, they're probably still friends. I mean, Jen bought a ticket and everything and was going to go.
Right.
I mean, that was probably like $100 ticket, like $200 ticket to go to a nightclub.
Right. Yeah, especially on New Year's Eve, yeah. Well, bought a ticket.
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
So, so Lowe, it seems like her and Elsie did not talk at all. Like, again, going with the who leaves notes in late 2006, it's like you have phones, just text, be like, hey, what's up? Especially for something as big as Spencer Heidi. Kind of happening, like for Lowe not to even have an idea of what Spencer is. Like, I just found it hard to believe that something that huge in LC's life wouldn't have been even mentioned.
Well, that's the interesting thing is like maybe they just reconciled
right
after, like, that it had to have been maybe they just reconciled after Jen did this situation, like this thing.
Yeah,
so maybe that's when, like, Lowe just hasn't been filled in.
Right.
It's possible. But
yeah, MTV was like,
and this is like the first time they're actually like, they were like, we got to bring you back.
Yeah, because Jen's, we can't find Jen, so we need a best friend.
We had Jen, and then she just got pushed off, so we need a new one.
But now, now that we've gotten more Jen Bunny and more Lo, that's just a big paradox for me. Like, who I like more, Jen Bunny or Lo? But yeah, I do not approve of Jen Bunny's actions from the earlier part of The Hills.
But yeah, we believe in monogamous relationships.
Yes. correct. That is the official stance of the Clean Podcast. We also do not like ISIS, just for the record. okay, so the big news of the episode, which sort of kicked everything off, kicked Heidi's New Year's into a spiral, was Spencer asking her to move in. And you mentioned it, we're spite guys. We are office guys. I think that was established, but I think the next thing that people, I guess we've alluded to it in previous episodes, I'm sure, because it's a big part of our DNA, but we're also rent guys.
Big rent guys. Big.
Not the Broadway show. Well, I am, but you're not, yes. Because of the issue of rent that we get into. So
we are big Jimmy McMillan supporters of the Rent is Too Damn High party.
Yes, agreed. In any state.
But I will still pay rent no matter what, because I need to live at a place.
Yes, and we're rules guys. Oh, that was another thing. Very big rules guys, and rent is rules. You sign that paper. So yeah, my only issue, and we'll obviously go into the drama, but from a practical standpoint, had I been in that situation, the only way that if I were Heidi and Spencer was like, do you want to move in? And I really love him, and I really want to move in with him. And, you know, I want to kind of reconcile with Elsie. My only thing is Lisa's another 7 months, bro. Like, I can't break that. Like, we got to find a subletter. Like, unless all those pieces. Like, I will not screw over my friend over rent. Like, I will find a replacement. Like, I will do everything in my power to make sure that it's seamless and you don't have to pay double rent.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like surprising that on LC, that's a tough go, because it's like, oh, we're moving at the end of the month. Like, you got to figure it out. Right. Maybe like Audrina can move in. Like, you talk to the landlords and they do like a weird combined thing or shift. I don't know.
Right. But oh yeah, they are in the same
place. But in like New York City, that's tough.
Oh yeah, that's a huge hassle.
Yeah.
You gotta get your name off the lease, but then it affects like the salary. So now you're not eligible. So you gotta get in someone who makes you eligible. It's a whole thing. You gotta get parents involved.
And in like LA, like they were living in a nice place.
Yep.
I don't think a lot of people can afford that.
Mm-hmm. Like we know they're well off, but still, that's still a lot of money. Like even if you assume nice part of town, nice modern building,
like condo, pool. Yeah.
So let's just say, you know, give or take, plenty of space in LA. So maybe like $2,000 a month. But yeah, assuming that it's January, they moved in the summer, obviously. So what? Let's say lease starts. This is like getting very. This is the rent podcast.
Could be a year. It could be a year lease. You got another like
So if
it's 5 months.
Yeah. So let's say they started off in July, August, September, October, November. December, it just hit January. Yeah, another 6 months. That's what, $12,000 that they may or may not have.
Jeez,
still a lot of
that's
money.
Scary.
Man.
Yeah. Scary.
Like I don't. Yeah, that would have been my issue. And if I were Spencer, I'm like, hey, when does your lease end?
Why don't they wait?
Unless Spencer is just sort of hightailing because he's like, crap, I moved in the winter. My lease is up. Brody's bailing. I need to go somewhere and I need a roommate.
Yeah, or like if Brody owns the place and he's just staying in his room.
Right.
He's like, I can just leave whenever I want. The guy owns it.
So many logistics. Spencer, I know you're on Twitter. Let us know at Coming Clean Pod. Was your rent up or your lease up or what's the sitch? We got to know.
Yeah, we have so many answers that need to be
questions that need to be answered?
I mean, I'm assuming if we just DM'd them.
Yo, Spencer, what was the deal with your lease? Can we get two copies of a notarized?
Hit him up. Actually, we might have to hit him up on Snapchat. He might get back to us.
Oh, true, true. Or reply to us in story something. But yeah, so Spencer, you know, making the moves, making the next step, really committing to this thing. And I think his behavior has merited that. I think he's earned everyone's trust again. But I don't.
Did someone knock on my door?
I've moved the podcast studio to my living room. So.
Oh my god, there's somebody behind you.
Oh.
Dude! This is the Horror Time podcast. Alrighty.
Psych!
I'll add a visual effect when I edit the video. It's a.
No, you won't.
No, it's too much work. You know me too well. What was I saying? Yeah, so Spencer wants to take the next step. He's
a big boy.
He's a big boy and wants to make that next move. You have moved in with your significant other, and you are but you were much, 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 much further along in your relationship than this. What do you think about this? What, maybe less than a year in, on and off, not even stable year.
I mean,
21.
I always like take the safer route, mm-hmm. because you move in too early, then you have that lease.
Yeah,
things go wrong. Somebody might lock you out. Mm-hmm. Squatter's rights. So like, if she's not on the lease and she's been there, like I think for the cops wise, like if she doesn't leave, like she could probably squat there because it's like technically her home. Like if she doesn't have the place to go,
yeah. So
split stuff.
Is it disrespectful to be like, okay, well, like, obviously this is going well enough that we're moving in, but just for contingency's sake, this is like the non-married version of a prenup. Let's have one name on the lease and someone, just so someone's aware that if you break up, obviously I'm probably going to be the one to be like, I'll not be on the lease in the event that we break up, but I'll be on a sublease, so I at least get 1 month's 30 days notice.
Yeah, I mean, you go
is it
in life, you gotta
to bring that up.
I mean, I think people in general have issues with any kind of prenup,
right? It's practical though.
Well, that's the thing. I think there's also a big shift of people don't realize it's like whatever you made before is your money, like,
right?
That's fine. And then if, God forbid, anything does happen, like, everybody just keeps whatever they had still prior. Yeah. So, I mean, if I had $100, I would, I don't know, maybe still sign a prenup. I don't know what the legal costs are, but if I'm going to get that $100 back, I'm going to need something.
But like, the lease thing, though, like, it's going to be just your name on the list.
Yeah.
Your other's name is not going to be, she's going to be a sub-lessee or the other way around.
If you have the sway for that and can do your own lease,
right?
Because in New York it's tough. Like when you're, I mean, they are a little bit older or whatnot, but like right when you're out of college, it's tough to do apartment
true.
On
good
your
point,
own.
Good point.
So I don't know about LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about LA, but like if you're old enough and you have a job and like enough money or whatever, so, like I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Right. But
it's
usually,
practical,
I mean,
but we're also practical guys.
Yeah, I'm more in the thing that's like, might as well split it evenly.
Right. Oh, actually, I think whoever is going to be more comfortable to pay double the rent should be the name on the lease.
If you're going to separate, yeah, that's the thing. Not everybody's comfortable to pay double rent, so right. I think that's why people put the both names on there. You're both liable.
Right. But yeah, that's why I think it should be one name on the lease, and then you have a contract of a sublease. So even if you break up, you just give each other 30 days before you vacate. But also, I think the move, especially at that young age, two bedrooms, mm-hmm. because there's still a nice, you know, safety to having a little bit of a buffer zone.
Yeah, you need that buffer. You need studio. You need like studio is tough.
Yeah, because there's no way to hide.
Yeah, That's bathroom. One thing I recommend is getting a one bedroom. If you're gonna live with your significant other, get the one bedroom. Mm-hmm. Somebody can always sleep in the living room.
Yes. But even if you're living alone, living room's nice too. Yeah, one bedroom. But yeah, so that's our whole take on the relationship is how it works out on a lease. That's the type of insightful conversation you get from
nobody has ever doubted our advice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody's told us that it's good advice either. So I say it's a win-win. We can do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm. And if you have opinions, let us know at Coming Clean Podcast. If you agree with us, we will like it and retweet it and respond to it. If you don't like it, I will come back at you with a GIF. We will probably take a little longer if it's hateful, because we will be texting each other, be very upset that we have upset someone.
It takes us a long time to figure out these GIFs. So yes. when you get a good response, it's from the heart.
Yes, we care about our responses very much because we like to keep that conversation going. All right, anything else on this episode that we had missed out on? I'm trying to think back.
Whitney playing softball, I guess, in the beginning.
All right, yeah. Do you have a take on co-ed softball, Sam?
Legally, no. But I do have to say, Whitney had a better swing than Jason did.
Ooh.
From fact.
Wow.
Fact. That is crazy.
Wow, that was great.
I'll stand by it.
Yes.
Denied.
I clicked on.
Keep
that
on hitting them. Keep. J-Wall.
It's J-Wall. That's the live drop because I'm too lazy to cut an hour episode into 1 second. look at that hot take. I'm no expert in co-rec softball, but hey, I'll take your word for it. Because
I have another hot take. Champagne is terrible.
Oh,
just flat out.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah. So, LC and all our friends pregame with champagne, and then having champagne at the club. Like, I understand for you having.
I just don't like them at all.
At midnight, but other than that, like, don't pregame with champagne. Like,
was it even real champagne, or were they just doing sparkling wine?
Not confirmed.
Maybe some Prosecco.
But I did have a nice bottle of champagne once, and it was fine. It's champagne is.
I will say overrated.
It is.
It's fine. I'm not mad at it, but
it's not worth the money. Like, give me like a Bud Light over that, or like
or the champagne
else.
Of beers. Not a sponsor, but oh
but
my god!
If we were a
that's
sponsor.
The dream. Like if Miller, I'm just saying for anyone from the good people at Miller Coors listening, I mean Miller or Coors, if they come in and be like, we're going to sponsor you, but you actually have to be like we are going to take blood tests and make sure that you are only drinking our product. I would be like, no, that's fine. Even if you ban water from my diet, I'm cool.
Give me those silver bullets, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, Miller Coors, hit us up at Coming Clean Pod. We are open for business. half recommendation there.
That's all I got.
All right, cool. So, yeah, a decent amount of hot takes. Probably not the most. They're still brewing. The
I know.
Drama.
It's bugging me. It's bugging me because I think I've hyped up the Hills. And it's not meeting my expectation. I'm actually kind of upset.
It's like the opposite of Laguna. Laguna was like, boom. It's like, oh, man, everything's happening at once. Now
they're
I think
drawing
they know.
This out.
I think they know. They're like, we got 23 episodes. We only had them for like 4 months. Yeah. We gotta stretch this out. But yeah, it seems like a lot of they're escalating things, and it should be the next episode that's gonna have everything blow up, but nothing's happened. As opposed to Siesta Key, where Monday nights, check us out, live tweets at 10, 9 central, and right after the show, the Reactions Podcast, where everything is just
it's drama. Fire. Just yeah. Hotness.
Just blowing up everything. But yeah, all right. Well, that does it for the highlights of the episode. And before we move on, let me just plug our merch store one more time. If you want the Coming Clean Podcast to be repped in your neighborhood, if you want to, you know, just show your love for the Hills or Laguna Beach, just go get a t-shirt. Tell all your friends how much you enjoy the Coming Clean Podcast. teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. We are thinking of new designs. Let us know if you have anything in mind. Hashtag put that on a t-shirt. That's a long hashtag. But yeah, hit us up at Coming Clean Pod if you have any ideas. Right now we got a couple of logo tees. We got some squad tees. And, you know, if there's anything else you think of, let us know. And if you want more variety, right now we have t-shirts and tank tops. A couple of mugs out there. If you want caps, if you want, I don't know if we can make pants.
Oh man, if we made some like cargo pants.
Cargo pants? Look at like board shorts, man.
Nah, I'm hoping cargo pants come back in.
Compression shorts.
We can do anything we want.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know. Hit us up at Coming Clean Pod. Merch all around. Buy that merch. Links in the description, as always. All right, let's praise some people.
Clap your hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, who are you going for?
I'm gonna give it to Derek.
Ooh. Big boy. Big dog.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, I want to give it to him because I found out that he was on Baby Daddy, and two,
Boss Baby.
I don't know. He didn't really bother me this week. No one really bothered me.
I was going to say,
everybody kind of annoyed me. Like, I'm annoyed really? With these characters.
Wow. I was going to say, outside of, what's his face? Probably Spencer and Heidi's first date. This was probably the most chill interaction.
Yeah.
He was smooth. Elsie was laughing. He didn't have to bring up Spencer at all. And he got that kiss.
Yeah, good on that guy. You know what? Good points.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Not a bad showing. Good pound for pound fighter. We got like 2 minutes of his time, and he delivered with every
I'll second. Never forget him.
We'll probably forget him next week. We'll be like, who was that dude? shouts to Colorado, but good for him that he was able to be an actor anyway. All right, I'm going to give mine to Spencer. Mostly because, like I said, he took, you know, a huge step in the relationship. He's shown fairly good behavior. I think his intentions are good enough. His execution leaves a lot to be desired, but there are bigger jabronis in this episode, I believe, and I think you'll agree. So let's flush him down.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I mean, I didn't
person.
Do anything wrong.
All right, who is your bad person or people of the episode?
I am going to give it to... I'm going to give it to Elsie and Heidi.
Ooh, both. Double decker.
Jabroni!
And,
gross, man.
Jabroni!
But just... They're not on the same page anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I put it over. Like, don't even bother fighting about it, but it's over. Put it in the bag. Whoa. This is the end.
Stick a fork in it.
Yeah, why even try?
Yeah. I'm going to... since you did a double decker, we're going to have to double flush, and I'm going to reflush LC down.
Jabroni.
She got played. Not only did I think she's sort of in the wrong here, she should be the one making the compromise because she should have Heidi's best interests in mind. She also got played by having Lo drop the bomb of Heidi moving out at brunch the next day. So, just Elsie, no self-awareness and also not aware of the situation, and she should have said goodbye to Elsie, or to Heidi.
Heidi, yeah, not smart.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to revive a relationship. All right, any final parting jabs on this before we play some games?
No, I bid you all adieu. We need some new blood, new regulars.
Well, maybe Lo will
season three.
That.
Or season
we
three.
We got like 10 episodes to go before season three, man. There's a long way to go. Yeah, let's change the pace here. Let's play some trivia and go back in time.
I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
All right, put up them dukes. It's March 12th, I believe.
Yep, March 12th.
2017, I am up by 2 points. Hit me up with some questions.
Yeah, hopefully you get none of these right, but we'll see.
All right.
Question number one. U.S. lawmakers responded angrily over a weekend announcement by Texas-based Halliburton, a U.S. oil service giant, that it's shifting its corporate headquarters to this paradise in the sand. They certainly will be bigger than life style going forward.
Bigger than
what country or location or city?
Oh, country
is called. Country might not be the best.
Is it Hawaii?
No, that's not a country. Dubai is the answer.
I was like oil, country or city, oil. And then you said that. What was the hint?
Paradise in the sand, and
yeah, that's
something
what
about
said,
bigger than life.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Isn't like Dubai have like the tallest building and like they're very lavish with like Ferraris and stuff?
Yes.
Dubai. come to our land.
It could have been like they would have said bye to Texas and hi to Dubai. Something like
I'll get it next time.
I blame your question, but fine, I'll take it. 0-for-1.
Hey, I need a couple here. I need a couple.
Oh, that's why you said not a country because it was Dubai. And
I think they're a city, right?
I would have had to say like UAE.
Yeah. All right. On to question number two. These two rock bands were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Many people were ready to jump for joy because it certainly won't lead to the end of the world. Who are these two rock bands?
Crap. I'm blanking. I'm guessing one is REM and the other one is...
Jerome!
I know the song. Oh, my God. Why am I blanking on the name? No! No!
If I had to do a jumping air splits, I would. Jump!
Oh my God, how am I blanking on the name? And I'm hearing the Glee version of the song.
Yep.
Oh no. Oh, Van Halen and REM.
Correct.
Yes!
You only get 1 point for that, though.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I was legit hearing friggin' Leah Michelle. And like Mr. Schuster. Oh no, that's making the
R.I.P. R.I.P. Finn.
Yes. What's his name? Mr. Schneebly. Oh, Mr. Schuster. Yeah, Mr. Schuster. Yeah, Mr. Schneebly was School of Rock.
Yeah, best movie ever.
Oh yeah. All right.
Schneebly. Let's rock today.
I'm not cool enough.
All right. Question number three.
Let's do it.
New Mexico's governor Blank signed a bill that outlawed cockfighting. This left Louisiana as the only state to allow organized cockfighting. Who is this governor?
For the record, I oppose that, even though I like this man.
By mistake, you didn't read it right?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Governor B. Rich, Bill Richardson, Billy Smooth, Billy Rich Boy, Billy Richie Rich.
You're a rich boy.
Guy has a Harley Davidson in his office, man. Guy collects.
Badass.
Nice. Two for three? Two for three?
Yes. Controversial two for three. On to question number four. In California's federal district court, issued a preliminary injunction on the sale and planting of genetically modified blank, Roundup Ready blank, marketed by Monsanto. This blank, wait, hold on. Spanky's buddy was really sad about the news.
Spanky's butt. Is that a Little Rascals? Is it Alfalfa?
It's Alfalfa.
Yeah. I was going to say like grains, but nice. Good. That's a good hint.
Yeah.
Nice deep cut reference.
Thought so. All right. Three for four.
Oh, yeah.
On to question number five.
Extending that lead.
Number five. A New Jersey jury reversed an earlier verdict and hit the pharmaceutical mega giant, this pharmaceutical mega giant, with a total of $47.5 million in damages in a Vioxx case of an Idaho postal worker. To date, blank had won 9 cases, lost 5 over its former arthritis pill. What is this big company? And I believe you have worked with them before.
Oh, jeez, I've worked with many of them. Is it,
Oh, have you?
You said arthritis pill?
Former arthritis pill was, I guess, Vioxx? V-I-O-X-X?
Oh, dear. Since it's in New Jersey, I'm just going to go with Pfizer?
No, it's Merck.
Oh, yes, Merck is in New Jersey. Pfizer's in New York, dumbass. My bad. Oh, good call. I have worked with them before.
That's
not
what I
shout
thought.
Out to Merck. But if you want to sponsor us, our fees are just skyrocketing right now because I know he gets the money.
Yeah.
We will chill.
Yeah, anything.
Yes, at this point, you can still buy our morals. JK. All right, let's jump in to giving the good people some recommendations coming into this weekend.
All right, I'm going to recommend Stony Brook Chocolate Milk. Stony Brook Farms
University.
Chocolate Milks. No, I don't know if you can get this anywhere, but it's really good milk. If you're in New York City, I believe it's a new Long Island-based company, somewhere close by, but really good chocolate milk. Highly recommend.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't know if we have that in the Midwest.
I mean, you probably can get it from, like, the cow.
True. Go next door. Yeah, I get mine from Steve. And I get
Steve
my bread. I get my bread from One Arm Dan. Shouts to the St. Paul Farmers Market. But that's not my recommendation. My recommendation is going to be a YouTube channel, The Best Ever Food Show. Yes, that's what it's called. Just a funny take on travel channels or on travel shows based on food. The guy makes Anthony Bourdain and Andrew Zimmern look like wussies when it comes to eating food. Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
So, shouts to Sonny, I think is his name. Best Ever Food Show on YouTube. He specializes in Southeast Asia.
Glad I called that guy.
All right. Anything, any parting shots, or should we?
Just that sunset? we have only three more episodes left in season two.
Oh, okay. All right. So light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. I see a couple sad faces in the header. So I think sadness is coming its way.
All right, well, that's it for the Friday edition, the Hills edition. We will be back Monday, sometime Monday, after Siesta Key. Join us as we live tweet the show, and, of course, we upload the instant reactions right after the show. So, Sam, how do they participate?
Yeah, you guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at www.comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Grab that merch at www.teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this.
As always, tell all your friends. Oh, whoa, I was reading your line. I'm Ron Burgundy. As always,
whatever's typed.
Thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Kelly Get Down. As always, don't forget, Sam. To what?
Oh, always rep the rad and just be good people.
Solid close. Worldwide peace.